哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
My name is Agnes Amarok. I was born down Elam, 1922. I was 4 years old when we moved here to Golovin from Elam. We had to go by boat, sail or row, or come along the beach rowing all the way other side, close to Cape Darby. One time we were storm bound for I know how many days. We had run out of food, so my grandpa, Chuk, when he saw the killer whales out in the bay, he went down the beach and talked to them killer whales and told them that we had no more food left. So next morning, when we got up, there was a lot of cut up beluga muktuk on the beach, already cut. So my grandpa and my grandma and my mother went out and picked them up. But then, when the weather got nice, we had to walk over the hill from Portage to Plant. That's when they had that reindeer plant down there running, butchering and herding reindeer and butcher same time. To come and pick them up in the boats that were already cut up and frozen, ship them outside, then come back again and get more. I remember my Uncle Charlie and Uncle Roy and all the other men used to go out herding way back there someplace, get the reindeer. And we had camp up by Nunanahawk. That's where we used to fish summertime. And that hill up there used to be just covered with reindeer all over. There was lots of reindeer in that time, and then they would drive them down to Plant. That's where they used to butcher and mark the reindeer, I think. I remember Mama used to tell me when we were living down Elam that my dad was working on mailboat. I think it was Good Hope. Anyway, he used to make runs to Nome, here, all the way to Koyuk or Unalakleet, someplace, back and forth. My grandma and grandpa were still alive then. That's what I grew up most of the time with my grandmother. She used to teach me, take me out and show me the greens, what kind to eat, And I never forget this to this day, what she used to tell me what to pick when everything started to grow. My mother, Daniel Boone and Ida Boone, got married at Haycock, and my grandparents were Kunkek and Tuktuk. I don't even know if they have English name, but that's how they used to call them, Tuktuk and Kunkek. And Mama had older sister, Maud Moses. She was 10 years older than my mom. And there was Uncle Charlie, Hilda, Roy, and Anna, my mom's other sisters and brothers. They're all gone now. I have two sisters. There's Florence Doyle, Alice Fagestam. My happiest days were when I used to go camping with my grandmother. She always used to take me out berry picking every time, summertime. Or I'd go camping with her up in Nanahawk. That's where they used to spend their summers. We used to go up there with boat, either pull the boat or the dogs pull the boat to our camp along the beach. And then time to pick berries, she would take me out. And we used to walk long ways to go get them berries, salmon berries, way up. And I always think now how strong my grandma was. She used to fill that akamon plumb full of salmon berries. There was lots of them then, them days, when salmon berries grow. Now you hardly see them around much. But then my grandma used to fill that big akamon, take it home, walking back to camp, long ways. And I always think now, she must have been real strong, because she always used to walk when she wanted to go out. I always admire her, how strong she was. When we get home, she'd pour them in a barrel, and the barrel would be full. Wooden barrel, that's what we used to put away. Them berries, mix them with blueberries or blackberries, salmon berries. Hardly ever see them barrels anymore. Everybody's got freezers. We had no freezers long ago. Every time when they get something, they would put them inside the snow, try and keep them from spoiling till the snow melts. Mr. and Mrs. Ostier, they used to be our preachers, and they had a big tent, I remember, great big tent outdoors, and that's where they used to have church in wintertime. My first Christmas when we moved here, it was at Mrs. Uli Olson's. She had a log house with two rooms, and that's where I first had my Christmas here in Galvin. I was about maybe 5 years old, and I remember that piece she gave me to say at Christmas program, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." I never forget that ever since I was 5 years old. That was my first piece on Christmas. And after that, I think they had a church built down in one of them old Halapa Hall, they call. And that's where they had a Christmas program and church. The kids, when I was growing up, only the half-breeds and whites went to school, not Eskimos. I hardly ever went to school on account of that. But then when they opened it to territorial school, I think, I was kind of old. I didn't go to school too long. Maybe I went up to third grade. Nowadays, you could see the kids wish them that they'll try and learn as much as they can. That's one good thing about now, to try and learn as much as you go to school. My grandma, when I started having my children, she always used to tell me, every time she come in the house, talk to them in Eskimo. Don't talk to them in English, talk to them in Eskimo. I always think now, maybe she knew that we were gonna lose it. Because everybody talk English, hardly any people talking Eskimo. Seemed like we're the only ones that talk, us older ones. I mean, my language, I'll never forget that. Some understand few, not all of them, though. They always tell us never to try and lose our language, and now look what's happening. Because when my Uncle Charlie first went to school, my uncles and aunts, the teachers used to tell them not to speak in Eskimo. If they do, they'd have to stand in a corner with a big hat, because they say something in Eskimo. And then they used to have Eskimo dances too. When the first missionaries come, they stopped them from dancing. That same thing happened down other places too, I think, not just here. And I never see any Eskimo dance till I went to Nome. That was on my teens, first time I ever see Eskimo dance. And it looked like it was fun. Anyway, when my grandma, when I'm sitting outdoors with her summertime, I remember her singing Ayang Ayang Ah, and move her head. She always think of, you know, Eskimo dance. And I think she missed that. Maybe they'll start again. I hope they do, because they were doing real good. Learned fast too. Even them school kids were learning them songs real good. Boy, there used to be lots of dog teams. That's how we used to travel long ago. There was no machines, no airplanes. Everybody had dog teams. And there's lots of work. I remember helping my dad with his dogs. Harness them and unharness them when he come back, put them in the barn. Lots of work. All wood, all snow. Sometimes I'd go with him when he'd go get wood, even willows. Lots of work. There was no snow machine or nothing, not even airplanes, because there was no airport here when I grew up. They had one at Chinny Creek and up the hill, but then they built this other one up here, right in town here. But then they have a brand new one up the hill, real big. Thank you. in my growing, about 13, 14, I used to help Molly Dexter at the Roadhouse clean up, or her sister Flora Peterson used to go help her do dishes, take care of the baby, and I used to make only 25 cents a day. And I thought that was much, that was a lot in them days. As soon as I get dollar, I used to go to Dexter's and go buy cloth for my kasbuk so I could have a new kasbuk. Every time when I tried to save that 25, I'd save it and buy something with it. That used to be lots them days, because everything was real cheap. Cloth was only 25 cents a yard. And then after that, I used to help Molly Dexter down the Roadhouse, because there used to be some people that used to stop there, stay overnight, do dishes and set the table while she's cooking, and clean up, make the beds, sweep the floor, do lots of dirty dishes and all that. I got married when I was maybe 19, going on 20, and I had 7 kids. Lots of change ever since I grew up. When I was small, there was no electricity, no running water, no oil stoves. We always have to haul our wood and get ice for water, melted. Everything, get gas for our gas lamps, kerosene. Everything is changing. Everything is easy now, seem like. The kids don't have to go get wood, go get ice or snow. All they do is turn the faucet, even some plus toilet and everything. Every time when we want to use water for wash, we always have to melt snow. And you know how cold it is winter time. You have to get wood every day in order to keep the house warm. and melt snow or ice for water. Everything was real tough for me. I always have to get wood sometimes, chop wood and pack in wood, get snow for wash, everything. And there used to be so much snow them days when I was growing up. Now there's hardly any, hardly ever snow like it used to when I was growing up. Used to get food from out, everything, fish, meat, seal meat, reindeer, everything you can eat, they'd catch. And they always tell us to catch what we're gonna eat. What you don't eat, don't catch them. Just leave them alone. But the ones you're gonna eat, catch them and you'll get more. Nowadays, you've got to have permit, everything. Everything had no permit long ago. Even the fish, we used to catch a lot of fish, much as we can. Not only for us, but our dogs too. That's how much fish we used to try and get. There was hardly any moose here, hardly any bears them days when I was growing up. Now there's so many of them, especially the bears, terrible up at camp. They always come around nighttime looking for something to eat. And hardly anybody hunt moose, because see, we haven't seen moose for a long time. I don't know what happened. And caribou, they come once in a while. When they first came, there were so many of them, they even had to go up to airport and chase them away when plane is coming. You know, my grandma, first time them caribou ever come around, used to be just reindeer. And my grandmother used to tell me, one of these years, them caribou gonna come back, like long ago. Then when they first come, there were so many of them, just outside of Colowan, by the airport, all over. Now they don't do that much anymore, but there's some here and there. To see all the children that are going to school, encourage them to try and learn as much as you can. Go to school, even when you graduate from high school, go to school and learn lots. Some of them are doing that now. And maybe someday, one of you kids will be governor, or I know there's some senators, but most senators and lawyers and stuff like that. So try and learn as much as you can. With God's help, I know you will if you try.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.